The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning and Boker Tov to Rolene Marks. How are you?
Boker Tov. Sof Shavua Tov, everybody. I missed you. I had horrible separation anxiety. The Chagim can't keep doing this to us, guys.
So did you eat yourself silly because you were feeling the separation anxiety? How did it manifest, Rolene?
Oh, pretty much so. Pretty much the eating. And I didn't know what to do with myself on a Friday morning because here, you know, because we only celebrate one day of Chag, it was get up and I just felt this void on the other side. You had all disappeared. Shame. I didn't know where you had all gone to.
I'd like to give you a halachic ruling. If you were born and brought up in Johannesburg, I think you should celebrate 2 days of Chagim.
Tell that to my clients. I don't think they would appreciate it.
All right, let's get into some of the stories. Cousin Vlad has tried to tell jokes about the IDF. Tell us about this.
Oi.
No, he did a good job. I thought he was funny.
I think he's more of a sit-down comedian than a stand-up comedian.
He wasn't John Flismas, but he was funny.
He was funny, but I mean, what do you do if Vladimir Putin tells a joke? You kind of have to laugh.
Well, he kills you if you don't.
Exactly.
So are you going to tell us the joke?
Well, he says, I'm not going to even attempt a Putin
I'll tell you what, I can play it for you. Would you like me to play it?
But it is in Russian.
Oh.
It's in Russian, but I've got the English subtitles. Right. So basically, he decided that he was being unfairly targeted on a panel discussion on energy a few weeks ago. So he said he says, do you want to hear a joke about the Israeli army? And, you know, you could almost feel the collective face palm here in Israel. He says, a young soldier is asked, if you see 20 terrorists, what would you do? He says, I would take an Uzi and shoot them. Good. What if a tank was coming at you? Well, I would take a rocket launcher and defend myself. And what if you see planes, tanks, and terrorists together? And he replies, General, am I the only one in this army?
It's a funny joke.
It's a funny joke. But I don't know if Vladimir Putin is, you know, the next Billy Connolly or such.
No, he was trying to say, ask someone else on the panel some questions. I'm busy reading his biography. It's called The New Tsar at the moment. That's a fascinating book. And it tells a lot about actually his relationship with members of the Jewish community as well. He's an interesting character.
He is an interesting character. All right, Rolene, let's talk about some other stories. Israel sends aid to California to help with the fires.
Well, if you haven't been following the news, California has been hit by horrendous, horrendous fires. In fact, it's one of the worst series of fires in the history of California. And since the fires broke out almost a week ago, about 40 people have been killed and nearly 6,000 homes and businesses destroyed. And it's resulted in a lot of people having to be evacuated throughout the Napa Valley region. Really, really horrible. And firefighters are really struggling to control the blazes, and they seem to be reaching new communities all the time. So once again, Israel Aid, the incredible Israel Aid, in my opinion, they deserve a Nobel Prize just for the incredible humanitarian work that they do around the world. They dispatched a team off to California to help for and the physical support. You know, there is a lot of PTSD, a lot of lives and homes and have been destroyed. So once again, be proud of our incredible Israel aid.
Very nice. Listen, I mean, that's something that Israel is now expected to do. They're usually the first on the scene when there's, you know, earthquakes and aid needed. They take the expertise. It's quite incredible, actually.
And that's what friends do. It's a two-way relationship. When countries need each other and help each other along the way, it makes for nice reciprocal synergies.
It's nice when human beings are human.
Yeah.
Humane.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And we don't just do it with our friends. We do it with some countries who we don't have diplomatic ties to. And it was actually very moving to see the ambassador of Mexico to Israel thank the IDF for all that they had done with the earthquake. He started to cry. And if I carry on, I'm going to start crying.
Oh, no, we don't want that. So let's talk about Israel passing legislation banning models who are underweight and subsequent airbrushing.
Oh, well, I like this very much. You know, there's been a lot of criticism in the fashion industry for many years that they use these coat hangers, basically, with legs to model clothes, and it's not very realistic for other women. And many are of the opinion that it propagates body issues amongst young women as well. So Israel has passed legislation. It has made it illegal for fashion houses, for companies that use models that are below a certain body mass index, and know with the airbrushing out of what they would deem extra weight. You have to be portrayed realistically. So huge applause to that, to the Israeli fashion industry, and also applause to women's organizations like Namat, like WITO, who really lobbied hard for this legislation to be passed.
Oh, fantastic.
That's it, Ro. I will never work as a model in Israel again.
You and me, because I'm about 10 feet too short.
But your proportions are right.
Listen, Rodi, I don't know so much.
That's where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much. And we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And we'll catch up with you just after 5 p.m. on Monday with Howard Feldman.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. I'm so happy to have you back.